Well, the St Gary Plateau is where all the Australian support bases were to support the Kokoda campaign, and it's about 20 kilometres west of the start of the trail at Owens Corner.
And why is it significant this year in particular?
Well, the 75th anniversary is the last significant anniversary where we still have surviving veterans from that campaign. And I think it would be a wonderful salute to them because they're all in their mid-90s, a wonderful tribute to them to commemorate their service and their sacrifice.
Now, you mentioned the age of the veterans, and those that are left are very, very old. And that's been given as one of the reasons by the Australian Department of Veteran Affairs as to why there won't be a 75th anniversary commemoration in PNG itself of the Kokoda track in a couple of months' time. I think it's July till November. And so could you sort of outline how you feel about that? Is that a sufficient reason not to mark the anniversary in PNG itself?
No, it's not. That's an absolutely pathetic excuse. Yes, they are too old to come up here. Although a couple of that I met, I mean, one of them, Reg Chard at Concord, he still leads young students across the Kokoda Track Memorial Walkway to tell them about the campaign. So there are veterans that could come up here, but never. It's a symbolism of it. There are increasing numbers of young people with a great thirst for information about the service and sacrifice of our veterans, and they would come. And to them, that would be a very, very powerful symbolic service. I mean, the motto of the RSL used to be, lest we forget. Well, to me, the Department of Veterans Affairs have forgotten, and they've forgotten within the lifespan of the veterans, and that's an absolute national disgrace.
Well, you've officially objected to the lack of the commemorations in PNG itself. And what have you actually said to the Australian government?
Well, I wrote a paper about 18 months ago to say to prepare a strategy for commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Kokoda campaign. For example, we've never honoured the service and sacrifice of the PNG wartime carriers. Thousands of them lay in unmarked graves, unknown, unheralded, across the Owen Stanley Ranges. And one of the proposals was to build a spirit house to give them a spiritual resting place at Bermana beside the veterans they tried to save. Now, that's a cenotaph, you know, they call the spirit house up here. And it would give them a spiritual resting place. And that would bring closure. Now, that doesn't cost money. I could raise enough money to do that. It just takes a little bit of leadership and a little bit of imagination and a little bit of commitment, and it can be done.
What message is that sending? Do you know? Have you heard from Papua New Guineans themselves about how they feel about this?
Well, they, you know, they don't know a lot about the war, but I do know that, again, like young Australians, young Papua New Guineans, you know, want to find out more about the service and sacrifice of their fathers and grandfathers, and they are the wartime carriers. The wartime carriers have never been. Their names have never been entered on a national honour roll. They've never received a medal. They've never, ever been formally recognised. And the 75th anniversary would be a great time to heal that neglect.
I mean, realistically, you say wartime carriers, they must have done quite a lot to actually save lives or prevent, I mean, there were a lot of casualties, but perhaps to have prevented more. They sound like they did an extremely important job.
They died saving lives. And they worked under the most atrocious conditions. They carried people for up to 2 weeks. You know, a person they didn't know lying face down in the mud who couldn't go another step. These blokes had come out, put themselves around him, make a stretcher, lift him up and carry him back to safety. They did that to hundreds of Australian soldiers. They've never been officially recognised for that.
Are there any Papua New Guineans from the Kokoda campaign still alive, to your knowledge?
No, I'm not aware. There may be a couple, but I'm not aware of any at the moment. I mean, most of them have passed on, you know, in recent years.
Now, you said you wrote to the Australian government. Did you get a response from them?
No, I didn't even get an acknowledgement to the letter. You know, it would have been great to have a joint commemoration service on Anzac Day. Imagine almost 4,000 white granite headstones in the darkness, and as the dawn emerges, you know, kundu drums beating at the end, and Papua New Guineans symbolically carrying stretchers right up to the cross of sacrifice, laying them down, and then having a service, you know, which the Governor-General will be attending. It would put goosebumps on the entire population of Australia and Papua New Guinea. But they can't even organise that. I mean, no, there is nothing different this year I've been to the last 24 consecutive ANZAC services at Bamana War Cemetery, and this one is going to be exactly the same as all of them.
Is there any scope for the PNG government to step in at this stage?
The PNG government's in the middle of an election campaign, and they've got, you know, massive challenges with their economy and with their with their country at the moment. Australia must take a lead role. That's why responsibility for the Kokoda Trail must go to the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Department of Veterans Affairs must step up to the plate and ensure that the commemoration of sacrifice is very high on their agenda.